United Shire Studios Symphonic Adventure.
Hey boys, just think of that! Why don't you hop on down and grab some ice cream with my boy and lead? Yeah, me and Mrs. never pulled off anything special enough to get the key to the town or anything.
Or a picture in the paper.
But, Mom, you got your prize of candy in the paper last summer, didn't you?
Oh, well, that's true, Wally. It is still the biggest zucchini the town has ever seen.
Yeah, what happened to the blue ribbon, Mom? You always used to wear it on your hat, didn't you?
You know, Wally, it was the darndest thing. I was down on the boardwalk in September, it was October, and a big wind picked up and plucked it off my hair and blew it into the bay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And why didn't we go after it, hon?
Oh, seagull got it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, well, we're going to go talk to our parents now. We'll see you guys later.
Hey, Antonio. Thanks for mentioning us up there on stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't really have a chance to thank you properly for what you did last night.
Yeah, we thought the whole town was sore with us, actually.
Why would you think the town would be mad at you, Antonio?
Because, well, never mind. We're just glad that you actually were tuned into that broadcast.
Well, I'm amazed that you two remembered. Of course, I assumed you two were just pulling one of your pranks. OC, of course, doesn't know you as I do, and she was very worried.
But Delia, you told me that you were worried sick and you couldn't let anything happen to your sweetie.
OC? She's just kidding. But we're both glad you're okay now.
Oh. Hey, Nathaniel, that was a pretty neat trick you pulled off with that transmitter.
Oh, yeah. You would have loved it, OC. There was all kinds of neat radio equipment and electronic junk back in the van with us.
So can we see it?
We'll see what, Delia?
We want to see the certificate they gave you.
Oh, yeah, the certificate. Oh, it's just a temporary one, I guess. We haven't even looked at it.
Well, here, let's pull it out.
In recognition of outstanding acts in the fields of civic duty and fearlessness.
Hey, Nathaniel.
No, I'm Antonio. You're Nathaniel.
Anyway, take a look at the H's. You notice anything unusual?
Nathaniel, they're the same as before.
What's the same?
Well, it's probably nothing, but this letter might well be a lead on something else, Delia.
A lead?
Oh, yeah. You see the finial on all the capital H's, Delia?
Finials?
Yeah, the tops of the letters in the right corner.
See how there's a little chunk missing at the top of each one?
Okay.
Well, let's just see that we've been seeing an awful lot of notes showing up with this same flaw all over town. And so far, every time they've been tied to something fishy.
Wait, Antonio. Now, just what do you mean, an awful lot of notes? How many of these have you seen?
Well, there was that one that we found up in the old fort on the hill.
Yeah, inside a box of ballots for the election that we think might have been forged.
Oh, and then we found a note that led us to the men who ended up kidnapping us.
So what does that prove?
Well, haven't you ever heard of typographical forensics, OC?
And if my hunch is right, if we can find the typewriter that typed this note, we might just discover something.
Well, hey, Antonio, Mayor Dawes said that Roberta Pendleton's committee typed this up for us. Why don't we go see if she can tell us who normally uses that typewriter?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Oh, you'll have to excuse us, Delia, OC. Oh, hey, thanks again.
Okay, well, can't wait to see you in class next fall. Have a good summer.
We will. Hey, brother, did I hear OC say that you're Delia's sweet Antonio?
Oh, come on.
You heard her say that she was just fooling.
I don't know, Antonio. I think she might be sweet on you.
Sure, Eddie.
Don't tell me you've already gotten too famous to say hello to your old Hank!
Henry!
Now, come here, you guys. Hey, sure was swell seeing you up there in front of the old town. Makes a guy feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
You're not going soft on us, are you, old man? Nikki, you let Henry be. Don't tell me you didn't feel a tinge of emotion seeing your boys up there on stage with the mayor.
Oh, Linda, I can't get anything past you now, can I, dear?
It's a good thing, too. Without me around, you'd never remember that you have an appointment with Dr. Burton in 15 minutes.
Say, you're right. Well, you look good up there, sons. Can't say we'd mind it at all if you made that a regular habit.
Although, we are going to have a discussion about all this late-night cavorting when we get home. Are you coming along?
Well, actually, Ma, we've got one more thing that we need to do before we head back, but we'll come home right afterwards.
Well, okay. Could you come home right after, you hear?
Now, I don't expect that I'll hear anything about you ending up in the belly of a whale now. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, you kids solving another crime or something?
No. Nothing like that, Henry. Well, maybe.
What was that?
Nothing, Ma. We'll see you back at home.
Oh, Antonio, Nathaniel, where are you running off to? Someone
want
any ice cream?
We'll be right back, Mrs. Olson. We just have to take care of some business inside.
We gotta make a quick escape out of here, dear, or we're gonna be talking to everyone in the whole town.
Yeah, okay, let's make a break for it. Okay, let's not stay here too long. We do want to get back out there and get some of that ice cream.
You said it. Well, this shouldn't take too long.
Well, I didn't expect to see you two again so soon. Don't tell me you've solved another crime already.
Oh, no, no, but,
Well, we might actually be very close now, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, yes, very good. Well, is there anything I can do for you?
Well, actually, we had something that we wanted to ask your aid, Mrs. Pendleton.
Oh, splendid. Well, here, I'm on my way back to my office, but, let me show you to her desk. It's just around the corner here.
Thank you, Mayor Dodd.
I'll just leave you here with her secretary. You'll be in good hands. Oh, Evelyn, these fine young men wanted to speak with Roberta. Would you mind showing them to her office?
Oh, shoot, Mayor Dawes, you just missed her.
Well, did she say where she was off to?
No, she just asked me to fetch her the number 17 key from the municipal locker and off she flew.
Key 17? Isn't that the key for the old armory?
Yes, Mayor, I believe it is.
Well, why, nobody should be getting into there. That's an active crime scene. Did she tell you why she needed that key in particular, Evelyn?
No, she didn't. She just said she wouldn't be coming back today. I think she made plans with her husband this weekend.
Well, boys, what did you need to speak with her about, by the way?
Well, okay. Well, the certificate that she gave us at the ceremony?
Well, fine work.
Do you happen to know which typewriter might have produced it?
Typewriter? What an interesting question. I don't, but maybe Evelyn here has an inkling.
Oh, sure. Well, that's from Mrs. Pendleton's typewriter. You can't miss it with the sticky H key all over the place. I really should have brought it to her attention, but she's always so busy.
And there aren't any other typewriters like this, are there?
No, I don't think so, and I should know. I've typed hundreds of letters for her on that old relic, and I always see it everywhere.
Interesting. Well, I guess we'll have to try to see her next week. Anyway, we really should be getting back to the town square, you know.
Yeah, we'll be lucky if there's any ice cream left.
Well, thank you both for your time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Happy we could help. Stop in any time you like.
Well, what'd you make of all that, Nathaniel?
Boy, I was actually about to ask you the very same.
If all those notes came from Mrs. Pendleton's typewriter, do you think she might have been the one to type all those notes?
I wouldn't have thought. But it was her typewriter.
Yeah, because who would have access to ballots from an election rather than someone at City Hall?
And she typed the note that we found up at the fort. Well, that might make sense. Well, you don't think she's somehow mixed up with the shady results from the armory measure, do you?
I'm not sure, little brother. That's a pretty serious allegation. But you know, it does seem a little peculiar that she would have checked out the key to the armory, doesn't it?
Well, there's only one way we're going to find out. I think we better hightail it down there, just to make sure nothing's going down.
Okay, but we have to promise that we're not going to get kidnapped again.
Right. We promise.
Well, hey, guys.
Molly, what are you doing down here?
Fishing. Well, I forgot to bring any bait. Say, you guys don't have anything I could use for bait, do you? And I tried using some of the taffy that my dad bought me, but then I said, Wally, do you really want to waste your very last piece of sweet potato taffy on some old sturgeon? Well, it turns out I never even got a chance to try it as bait, because I was fixing to get it on my hook, my foot got caught in the pier, and I dropped it in the water. Say, are you guys chasing someone, or do you guys have time to help me get some more taffy from the candy stall down at the marina?
Well, actually, we are chasing somebody, Wally. How did you know?
Well, I figured someone must be chasing after that lady from the city hall. She came running down the hill in the middle of the road. Strangest thing I ever saw. I asked her if she wanted to get some taffy too, but she just kept on running. Didn't even stop to say hello.
Oh, did you see where she was going, Wally?
Yeah, sure I did. She headed straight over to the old armory. Well, there she is now, fellas. You should go say hello to her before she gets to that boat.
Boat?
Hey, yeah, Nathaniel, look there. She's loading something into the back of the boat.
Antonio, you know, that looks just like those bags of diamonds from back in the van.
Diamonds?
Yes, Wally. Well, I think she's trying to make a getaway by sea, but we've got to figure out a way to stop her.
She's starting the outboard mortar, Antonio. There's no way we can catch her.
Is there?
Let's look around. If we had our bikes, so, you know, we could just...
Antonio, down by the pier. Look which ship is docked in the first berth. It's the La Mancha. Well, that's Captain Charlie Owen's ship. And that's her on the deck.
Ahoy there! Ahoy!
Well, let's see if she might be willing to help us.
Wally, you sure you want to come with us? Well, we're kind of getting a reputation for getting you into trouble.
Oh, sure, guys. If I'm going to get in trouble, I want to make sure I get in trouble doing something with you.
Okay. Come on, Wally. Just don't complain if we end up in the belly of a whale. Ahoy, Captain Owen.
You boys finally looking to take a little constitutional on the high seas after all your excitement? Just leave it all behind for a week or two? You know, I'm shoving off now that my bilge is empty if you want to head out with me for the afternoon.
Well, actually, that's exactly why we came down here, Captain Owen. We need your help quick.
You think you can catch up with that little runabout taking off from the armory?
Well, I can't say for sure, boys. It won't be easy.
Oh, so...
Well, now where's the fun in easy? What are you waiting for? Climb aboard and hang on tight, boys.
Believe me, Captain Owen?
Well, especially you, little fella. Welcome aboard.
We're gaining on her, but she's definitely got an advantage in that speedy little runabout.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see if I can't get her attention. Mrs. Pendleton! Mrs. Pendleton!
Oh, now she's just getting further away. Captain Owen, can we make this go any faster?
I think I can get along upside her, but that's about all she can manage.
Well, what are we going to do, Nathaniel? She's got us outpaced.
Hey, Antonio, how good a shot do you think you can make with this fishing net?
Oh, wait, the fishing net? Oh, yeah, I see it. If I could toss it out, we could get the outboard motor all tangled up. Will that sure slow her down?
Right, exactly. Now, you only have one shot at this, big brother. Let's make it count.
Okay. Here goes.
He got her!
Great shot there, Antonio. You ever thought about working a harpoon?
Hey, look, there's a police boat heading out this way.
Well, the mayor must have phoned them after our visit.
Well, that's good, because I sure don't think she'd want to come on board with us.
Y'all set, Nathaniel? We're going to need to head out now if we don't want to miss any of the press conference.
Yeah, just a second, Antonio. I can't find my suspenders. Did you see what I did with them?
Well, when was the last time you wore them?
Well, it was 2 weeks ago, of course. I put them on when we got our picture in the paper.
And it's a pretty good shot of us too, I must say, brother. It's gonna make a swell addition to our scrapbook.
Antonio, help me find them.
Looking for these?
Well, Henry, where'd they turn up?
You don't know the half of it. I was hanging them up to dry when this seagull swoops down and tries to snatch them right out of my hands. I never seen anything like it in all my life. That little bite was determined, all right, but why a bite would want some kid's suspenders is beyond me.
Well, he wasn't wearing a blue ribbon, was he, Henry?
A ribbon? Nah, I didn't see no ribbon or nothing. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason, Henry.
Thanks for saving him for me. There we go. Okay, Antonio, I'm ready now. Henry, we're going to head down to the armory now for the mayor's press conference.
All right, boys, he'll be back for supper tonight, right? I'm making my famous seagull fricassee.
Really, Henry?
Of course not, boys. Nah, I just ain't getting changed. Now I'm making a chowder out of them leftover fish you guys pulled out of the lake.
I can't wait.
Well, thank you all for coming down here this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, esteemed members of the press. If you kindly settle down, we'll get started. As you are doubtless aware, the Jetty Bay Waterfront Revitalization Initiative, put forth by the fair woman of Our Lady's Auxiliary, included a measure that, in the event that no suitable buyer could be found, the city would transfer custodianship of the Briar Building, that is, the old armory, back into the city's land trust. In fact, our fair citizens had expressed so much overwhelming support for the effort that an election was a mere formality. Had the initiative been put to a fair ballot, the auditor's office assures us that the Ladies' Auxiliary would have won the initiative in a heartbeat. In light of such a disproportionate and resounding defeat, our men started to examine the specifics in detail, and something didn't add up. The terrible shadow of election fraud, dear citizens, has darkened the very founding principles of our humble city. It has now become evident that some of the staff within City Hall helped to facilitate this injustice. It has also become clear that one official in particular helped to facilitate this travesty, printing phony ballots and stuffing them into the tally boxes in direct opposition to the duties as my legislative assistant. Special Agent Calvin Collins from the Bureau of Investigations will fill you in on the details we know so far.
Thank you, Mayor Dawes. As your good mayor stated, Roberta Pendleton is currently in our custody and under federal investigation on suspicion of electioneering, racketeering, and trafficking in contraband goods across international lines.
It's incredible that smugglers were using that old fort to haul diamonds into the continent right beneath our noses.
It's more common than you might think. No one ever suspects a sleepy little burg like Jetty Bay could be harboring a crime ring in plain sight. If it weren't for eagle-eyed civilians keeping a close lookout, we'd have a lot more work on our hands. Fortunately, your town is home to two sharp lads whose sleuthing skills gave us a lead that's been eluding us for months. How were so many contraband diamonds making their way into Canada and trickling back in U.S. markets, driving up prices and muscling honest businessmen throughout the nation? In fact, did those boys make it out here today?
Yes. Nathaniel and Antonio, could you join us here at the podium for a moment?
Here we are. Yes, sir.
Here, boys. Get in here with your mayor and I. Let the cameras see your faces. Job well done, fellas.
Thank you, sir.
And while the investigation continues, as sufficient time has passed for a public hearing on the armory matter, and no new parties have come forward with a claim, the City Council of Jetty Bay has unanimously decided, in light of recent events, that the Ladies' Auxiliary henceforth will be named the official tenants and custodians of the Jetty Bay Armory and the parcel upon which it is situated.
And if I could offer one more thing, Mayor?
Oh, well, certainly, of course.
I must say that you boys' work certainly caught the attention of the Bureau. We don't often see this kind of lead work in the field, especially from agents so youthful.
Oh, but Agent Collins, we're not really agents.
That may be true, at least up to now. But that's all about to change. Antonio, Nathaniel, I'd like to present you with these official Bureau of Investigations Junior Detective badges.
Wow! Junior Detectives? Antonio, we really are Junior Detectives now.
Wow, it's right, little brother. Well, I'm glad I listened to you.
Well, thank you kindly, Special Agent Collins. Mayor Dawes?
Well, enjoy the rest of the summer, you two.
We promise.
Here's my card. I hope you kids get to enjoy the rest of your summer. But if there's anything else, here's how to reach us.
Oh, we're planning on nothing but fun and relaxation until school starts.
Say, Special Agent Collins, I read in the paper that there was a Mr. Boggs involved in all of this. You don't think that was the HMB from all those letters we found, do you?
Yes, Nathaniel. Those notes you provided the Bureau gave us some of our first concrete ties to some of Mr. Boggs' criminal syndicate.
Oh, and those men who tried to kidnap us? Oh, what's going to become of them?
Duke Knight and Jimmy Sloan were two low-level stooges for Boggs, who, I'm afraid, got in a bit over their hardened heads. Duke Knight's been at this line of work a long while, but little Jimmy Sloan there didn't even have a criminal record until he got himself mixed up in this whole outfit. They're each going to have a long time to think about what they did behind bars at the state pen. This is going to speed up our investigation substantially. I have to be getting back to the department, kids, but job well done. Your folks should be very proud.
Oh, jeez, thanks.
Wow.
That's awfully nice.
Thank you.
Hey, fellas!
Wally?
Oh, boy. You guys are never going to believe what I found in the bottle of Farley's Gulch. You just have to come with me. You're never going to believe it.
Jeez, Daniel. I don't think Ma and Pa would be too happy with us if we didn't come right home.
Yeah, they'll probably throw us in the Parsonville home for wayward boys.
Yeah, we might as well just join Captain Owen's fishing fleet now.
But guys, this can't wait!
Oh, Wally, we'll go with you, won't we, O.C.?
Sure we will, Delia. About time we stop letting the boys have all the fun.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't go without us. After all, you wouldn't want to go in without a couple of official junior detectives like me and Antonio.
Yeah, you guys. Hey, wait up. Wait for us. You guys?
Bye, boys.
Hey, Nathaniel, come on. The library's closing in 5 minutes and I still need to check out all my books.
Okay, just give me a second. I found a panel behind this bookshelf.
A panel? Oh, say, what's that poking out there?
A piece of paper. It's all covered in names.
Order of appearance. I wonder if this is a cast list.
Well, let's see here. Starring Antonio Pettit as Antonio Pettit?
Well, that's me. Oh, and Dan Pettit as Nathaniel Pettit.
Huh, that's me. Look, there's another Dan Pettit as Henry Hank Bottlesby.
Oh, Jenny's Wick as Linda Pettit.
Alex Fleeg as Nick Pettit.
Janice Marshall as Mrs. Waddles.
Dan Pettit again, Waldorf Russell, Wally Nelson Jr.
Oh, remember Gerald Higginsley, the conductor?
Yeah.
Well, that was David Helgeson.
Oh, hey, look, Brian Ray was Terrence Knight.
And Jeff Reuslin is Jimmy Sloan.
Boy, that guy was a real crumb, wasn't he? And look, Chris Pettit is Chris Pettit.
Uli Crodell is Professor Julia Amsler.
And Taya Faber is Dorothy Watkins.
Oh, well, look here. Chuck Gargley is Mr. Slater.
Laura McMillan as Gladys Olufsen.
Oh, and Israel Hizami as Mr. Waddles.
Well, it says Doug Zwick played Joseph Ferris.
That would make Masvita Morare Officer Elmer Wilcox.
Yeah, and I bet Brian North is Officer Brooks.
Oh, sure. And Rudy Opterbeck is Sergeant Avery Mullaney, right, Nathaniel?
I think so. Kind of like how Paul Bullard is Ernie the Harbor Master.
Okay, that makes sense. Checks out. And of course, if that's true, well, Debbie Kemp must have been Sister Mary Frances.
And Valerie Zick as Patty.
Oh, remember Aaron Ellis playing Charlie Owen?
Sure. And Emma Sheehy is Alice.
Jen Power must have been Roberta Pendleton.
Mm-hmm. Just like Jenny Ripple was Delia Cartwright.
And then I remember Chris Nell and Zito. She was O.C. Cartwright.
She sure was. Just like Sarah Chapman was Margaret Nelson.
But Adriana Gallagher turned up as Evelyn Murphy.
I think Eric Black may have been Mayor Judson Dawes.
Don't forget Rob Zwick. He was Roland Darrell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And wasn't Eric Steigerwald Randy Fulminster?
That rings a bell. Troy Barebones as Roy Henderson.
I think Nick Pettit was Frenchie Bishop.
That's right. And Ellen Cruz. That was Linda Pettit.
Yeah. Wasn't Rick Chapman Calvin Collins?
Boy, I think you're right, brother. Well, that pretty much covers everyone, doesn't it?
Well, there is one more down there. What does that say?
Eric Black as the announcer.
Huh. Wow. I wonder what it all means, brother. I guess we'll have to find out next time.
Maybe we'll never know.
Yeah.
Symphonic Adventure.